Please be seated. Let's go to our faithful Father in prayer again this morning. Bow with me, please. Oh God, most high and glorious, who planned our salvation through Christ to unworthy sinners like us, we marvel that Christ Jesus so closely identifies and loves the church, that the church is called the body of Christ. Through him, you have united and equipped people from diverse backgrounds to carry out your purpose. We marvel that you use the imperfect church as a means and an instrument to accomplish your good purposes. We know that you are almighty, and so you don't need our help. Yet we praise you for displaying your power through feeble people. Our finite and faulty minds struggle to comprehend your infinite greatness. It's true, your thoughts are not our thoughts, and your ways are not our ways. So certainly we need your help to know you. We praise you for graciously revealing yourself to us in your word, and by sending your Holy Spirit to empower us to understand with greater clarity your steadfast love. You've told us through your word that blessed are those who seek you with their whole heart. So help us to do that today, Father. Help every Christian in here to continuously seek to know you better. And as we do this, renew our minds with your word. We want our minds to be filled with more of your word and less of the world, so that our minds would more closely reflect yours, and we might not sin against you. God, we want our lives to reflect our new identity in Christ. We want our lips to be a beacon of grace to others. We want to use our words to encourage and to build others up. We want to use our voices to worship and praise your great name. We want to bless. We want our words to speak truth. So we confess this week that some of us have used our lips to lie and gossip and slander. Some of us have used your great name in vain. Some of us has used our words to communicate wrath and bitterness. Father, we've acknowledged these sins this morning, and we're ashamed because they do not reflect this new life we have in Christ. Thank you, Father, for forgiving us. Help us to put these sins far from us. God, transform us by renewing our minds so that our speech might be instruments of righteousness to your glory. And Father, as we think about our church, we thank you for blessing our church with leaders and servants. Thank you for calling them to serve. God, grant them wisdom that they need to fulfill their duties. Give them joy in their work and their service. And protect them from the schemes of the enemy. And give them grace to fight the good fight of the faith. And God, as we prepare to hear your word preached, help us to focus and help us to listen. God, reprove us in the areas we need to be reproved. Rebuke us in the areas we need to be rebuked. And encourage us in the areas that we need to be encouraged. And do all this for your glory. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.